Well, the emphasis from the Minister was really that the technological university legislation has now been approved and passed through the Houses of the Oireachtas. And really what she was saying was setting out the roadmap for any consortia that want to apply for technological university status and the various steps that have to be taken to achieve that. So she spoke to ourselves from the Connacht Ulster Alliance and the other three consortia within the Republic of Ireland, and also to the chairpersons of the various institutes, just outlining what's expected of us and the process that's ahead of us.
And we know that all the consortiums are at a different stage, but the one concerning yourselves, what stage is that at?
Well, we've gone through the expression of interest about 2 years ago. That was stage one, as far as we were concerned. And at the moment now, we're working towards achieving the criteria that's necessary to achieve the status as technological university. So we have a lot of work to do. We know that. We've put in place various working groups, etc., over the last number of months. And they're working away at the moment to try and work towards those criteria. So we know that we have a lot of work to do, but at least now with the legislation passed, there's a clear trajectory in terms of what's required of each of the consortia.
And are you hopeful that an application will be submitted by yourselves in the not too distant future?
Well, we wouldn't want to put a timescale on it at the moment, because it's not a process really that can be rushed. There's a lot of work to be done, and we want to do it properly to ensure the quality of the work that we're involved in. So it's likely probably that the Dublin Consortium will be ahead of the rest in terms of making a submission. Consideration for the Connacht Ulster Alliance is to make sure that we have a good quality submission and that we have the support of the staff of the institutes in order to do that.